Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Good morning and welcome to Common Ground, right here live on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. This is Melissa Lucas, and I am here with our producer, Marissa June, our co-creator, Red Bull Ronnie, Paul Lavoie, and my co-host, Jim Chaney.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yes. So this morning, instead of having a guest, you guys, the callers, the listeners, are the guests. So our text-in number is 928-727-5566. Call in at 928-854-5687 or KNTR. And we are going to pick up the conversation where we left off with the doctor about the war and what's been happening since in the last... And we're talking up-to-date, recent stuff about the war, what's
okay.
happening right now. I mean... Operation Epic Fury.
It's Marissa, I'm a little slow with my left hand writing, but it's 727.
Oh, 727-5566 is the text number.
5566.
Yes, 928-727-5566 is the text number. Texts are anonymous, so if you don't want to talk to us and put your voice on the radio, you can just text us in.
Your name may show up, but we're not necessarily not going to say your name.
Right. Well, so. I can never pronounce names anyways, so I'm always afraid of doing that. So the consequences of Operation Epic Fury are starting to be noticeable to the world. The money part is a big part. Do you know how much money you think this has cost us so far, this operation that we're doing?
You mean in missiles and fuel for the ships
and just lost revenue for the United States?
And I don't care.
Billions.
I don't care.
Billions and billions.
You're going to let them build nuclear weapons so they can kill us. They've been saying they want to kill us. You are the great Satan. You are the infidel. They want you dead. They want me dead. I don't care how much it costs.
Well, since you brought up Satan, that photograph of that Trump posted of himself on X, and actually he posted it on Truth Social, but then it got shared all over X and Facebook and the news. Have you seen it? Where he's depicted as Jesus healing somebody.
I saw that, and that was not good.
Yes, I agree. We have common ground on that, Marissa.
There we go.
Yeah.
That was really, really not good. And then, to top it off, he didn't own it when he was confronted on it. So first of all, after he posted it, he had so much backlash that he deleted it, which... It's on the internet forever now, so you can't really delete it, especially if you're the President of the United States. But then when he got...
It seems you can delete things forever on the internet.
No, that's a good point. They do scrub it, but I would say not forever, because people screenshot it. It's in my phone forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't take that away. So that's what I mean by it's out there forever. Whether he deletes it or not, and whether they scrub the internet or not, we the people have already seen it. But his conversation with the journalist... when confronted about it, was even more appalling to me, because he didn't own it. He said, I was depicted as a doctor, that I was Red Cross, it had nothing to do with
Jesus. Well, the guy, tell us now, who was the guy that he pat his hand on his head, that he was, like, healing?
Oh, who was the person in the photo? I don't know.
There's
Epstein?
There's,
I have no idea.
There's some connection there, and... that person was ill. it's depicting a real person. I heard something about that.
Well, I don't know. You fax checkers out there, text us in at
928-727-5566
and let me know.
Fax checkers?
Fact checkers.
Oh, fact.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I don't know. I did see that the photo originally was posted on X a couple of years ago, and then he reshared it, and it had been slightly modified on the second version, the one that he shared. Did you see that part, or did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't see. I saw the, and then he was getting into it with the Pope, but he likes the Pope's brother. And it is unusual to see the Pope talking, and he speaks English like a guy from Chicago, because he is.
Right.
You know, but the first American Pope.
Well, there's a lot of religion involved in this war with the...
Well, there sure is, because they are fighting a religious war, and they want you and I dead. That's the point of war. Now, I know you're concerned about you are a restaurateur.
Yes.
You're concerned about the price of...
Gas prices,
price of tomatoes, because now it costs more to get the tomatoes to your place.
Tomatoes were $102 a box, which is, they're normally $30. That's devastating to me. Like, what do I do? You know, they did this with the eggs. They do this all the time. That's just one example of one item that I bought at my Oregon store last week.
But you have other items that you sell.
Yes.
Okay. So Iran sells oil.
Yes.
They don't sell gas. They sell oil. Yes, you make...
It's over $100 a barrel right now.
Mm-hmm. You know what else they sell?
Drugs?
They sell pistachios. We grow those in California.
Okay.
Nut trees grow on not a whole lot of water. There's places throughout the Central Valley. They've had a nice way of creating a dust bowl out there in southern, in the Central Valley of California. What used to be farms, they cut off the water to save the slug, the little fish, and the little minnow-like fish, and put all the farmers, hard-working farmers of California that fed the entire country out of work, but because pistachios... They don't take a whole lot of water. You know, they're able to still have those. And then Iran also exports saffron. And we're just mad about saffron.
What?
Dun, dun, dun,
oh,
dun,
no.
Saffron is a... There was a song. The young member of our crew here is looking at me like, huh? So there was a song. I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's
what
mad about
year
me.
Was this song?
What was it? Was it Herman? Was it Herman's Hermits? Was it?
It's not one that's familiar to me.
Same.
But saffron. Anyway, yes, it's a spice. It's a spice, and that's about the only thing. I saw a note just right there, and we will carry on with that. So you were saying.
No, saffron is, I didn't even know what that was. Isn't it a spice? I mean, I don't know. That's odd to me.
Well, it's not really important. The point is that the outside of oil, they don't have anything really going for them. Therefore, we close the port. It chokes off their ports. It chokes off their entire economy, and they're toast. I think that's a whole lot better than what was being talked about, going and bombing their power plants, then they have no power, and all those people within Iran, and personally I believe there's a lot of them, that they want the United States to remove the people in power because they don't want their ladies walking around in burqas.
Well, didn't we already do that because we took out the Ayatollah?
We did not bomb their power plants. Electricity. Oh. So... If we did that...
Take them back to the Stone Age. That was just a threat. We did not follow through
on
that.
Correct. On their power plants. In other words, they wouldn't have any power. They're going to have to live like the Amish in Iowa with no electricity. And God bless those Amish in Iowa that I saw the way, when I was back there and saw the way that they lived. we all probably want to take a lesson from the Amish on how we can get by without all the luxuries of life. That's what we were looking at doing to them. But if we did that to them, then the people within Iran might not like us anymore, those that are waiting for us to come in and help get rid of the Ayatollah, etc., etc.
Well, so far, there's been over 10,000 strikes on targets inside of Iran. That's a lot. They've taken a beating.
And they're not admitting it publicly. Well, they're telling their people, we're winning.
Are they? I don't have yeah. Iran news, but I need to. I don't know how... If you guys know, text us in and let us know. So the ceasefire, though, let's talk about that for a second. So we're in a ceasefire right now that started a week ago. We're halfway through, right? We have 10 days left, I think, on the ceasefire. And do you, Jim, think that Iran wants the ceasefire? Do you think that they want this to be over?
Do I think Iran wants this ceasefire to be over?
No, over? Do you think they want the war to be over, or do you think they want they're going to... So the ceasefire, they said that if we went in like with our ships, that they would consider that a ceasefire violation and lift the ceasefire and start lobbing attacks again. Does it seem to you like they're at the place where they're ready to bargain? And
I think that here is what... And here I go on this rant at the beginning here with you of they want to kill us. You are an infidel, a Christian. You are evil. You are the great Satan. They are fighting a religious war. They're not reasonable people. They're not going to sit down and be reasonable and think things through. The God, in their mind... wants them to kill all of us living here in the United States of America. They don't want the war. The only way they want the war to end is for all three of us right here in this room to be dead and everybody listening to us on the radio. Unless they happen to be one of them. You know, like the niece of the general over there living high on the hog.
Then how are you supposed to come to an agreement if...
You can't. You can't. They can't. They can't. So you've got to tell them, don't. If you do this, it's the only thing they understand is violence.
All right. We do have a few texts here. Melissa is worried about the cost of war. What about the insurance cost to the oil companies just to get a ship through the Strait of Hormuz? Those premiums are up by 300%.
See, that's terrifying. I did actually go down the BlackRock rabbit hole a little bit. Have you, my friend?
I have not.
Okay.
My little friend.
I'm one of those that pulls back and tries to look at the whole thing. And the insurance company is a very, very interesting angle to me. They are very well invested.
Well, those ships cost a lot of money, and you pump a lot of oil into them. One ship... can be worth $1 billion.
Well, yeah, we've lost billions in equipment.
An oil tanker, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right, and we do have another text, which this is what I heard as well. Iran didn't honor the first ceasefire. It lasted 6 hours. Iran is stalling, which will allow for China to resupply them with weapons.
See, that's what I'm worried about. That's what I was trying to figure out. Wait, figure this out, you guys. Like,
yeah. Time out is... China supplying them weapons?
Well, how do we know?
I don't know.
Where'd that come from?
I mean, China has been oddly quiet, though.
Yeah, they have been oddly quiet.
China needs their oil.
It does need their oil.
And the doctor last week was dead wrong when he's like, oh, China's just happy as can be.
No, they're not.
They don't have any oil.
Every country submitted a statement saying, we don't want to be involved. This is not our monkey. We don't want to fight this. We want this open. It wasn't closed to begin with.
And then Iran shoots at them.
Right. If they're, yeah. All right. Well, with that, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back here on Common Ground. 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Welcome back to Common Ground, right here live on 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Text in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-5687. Join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. And Marissa, what you got?
All right, we want to thank our sponsors for making this show possible, starting with Blonzy Steakhouse. Mouth-watering steaks and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's is where Havasu eats off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. And I think you should mistakenly order those Tetris tots again.
Oh, I should.
Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware is a small town store with the biggest auto and hardware selection in the area. GoldenValleyHardware.com, just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley.
Neat
now
store.
With a massive paint center.
Neat little store, nicely located out there in Golden Valley. You got to know right where it is, but once you're there, they got what you need in a pinch when you're working.
All right. Annie's Thrift Shop. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals, it's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose, off Northern Avenue in Kingman. Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes. Find out what your ride is worth today at Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge Jeep.com off East Andy Devine in Kingman. And Neat Pool and Supply, serving Lake Havasu since 1970. Expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service, they got everything for pools and spas. Family owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu. It's where your backyard oasis begins at 52 Scott Drive.
All right. Thank you. And actually, I went to Neat Pool and Supply. I was trying to get one of those little Roomba things for your pool that, like, vacuums when you're not there.
The machines that scare some of us when we swim?
Yeah. Well, we needed a gasket.
Hey.
I have the same fear.
Wait, still? Mine was only when I was a kid. I was terrified of them as a kid. I was also terrified of the little ducks on the side of the pool as a kid.
Oh, that's so hilarious. The things they put the chlorine in?
No, you know, like in the bigger community pools, they're like on the wall and it's the little flap to catch all the leaves and stuff.
Oh.
I was terrified of those too as a kid.
I was picturing like rubber ducks. You mean like duct? Like
no, D-U-C-T.
Yeah.
T.
Yeah, duct. Okay. All right. So where were we? Before actually getting back into that stuff, did you see where the guy from California resigned from Swalwell or whatever?
Swalwell.
He has
other nicknames.
Does he? Oh.
He has.
You remember this is we've got to behave.
Yes. And I want to apologize just briefly.
That?
When I make a mistake, I will admit it. I did a broadcasting wrong here in the last segment.
What's
there are
that?
Three of us on microphones here. The microphones are located close to our mouths. I took some, you may have heard some slurping sounds of coffee, and you shouldn't have had to have gone through that, listeners. I apologize. It was, in fact, me. And Marissa did a very good job of containing her laughter. All that happened.
All right, we got
and then,
thanks
and,
for
and,
checking
well, well, and yeah, we have a call.
Welcome, caller. You're live on Common Ground.
Hello, this is Vice Mayor David Diaz, Lake Havasu City.
Well, hello, David. How are you?
Good, Melissa. How you doing?
Good.
So I was just listening, and I know you guys just brought up Eric Swalwell.
Uh-huh.
But the Democrats know that this guy's been a disgrace and all this nonsense has been going on for years. They never said anything about it. And it's so funny. They know that getting him out of the race now in the governor's race in California actually helps their cause because it doesn't dilute the vote as much. So all of a sudden they bring all this stuff out and now they're just aghast and so nothing happens for a reason. It's all well thought out and planned. So, it's good that he's being exposed, but on second hand, it's the Democrats knew this all along. This is all part of their plan to help them not have two Republican candidates in their open ballot, on their open primary, be at the ticket on the only choices you'll have in California. So I was trying to get what you guys' thoughts are.
Don't run away, David.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay. What, have you ever met Swalwell in person?
Never met him in person, but I've seen his act for many years now on many different platforms.
How do you feel about him when you see? Do you find him likable?
Very unlikable, hypocritical. He thinks he comes to some of these congressional hearings with he has the receipts or whatever, and Marco Rubio has put him in his place. If you ever want to watch something that's hilarious, watch it when they had Ben Shapiro there, and he just filleted the guy. It was classic. Ben Shapiro just really did a good job against him. But anyway, I don't think he's likable, and he had a Chinese girlfriend where he was given secrets to, and then that just got thrown under the rug.
Bang.
I think his father or him, I think his father and his grandfather were both in law enforcement, so it's just really weird.
I have never found anything likable about him. Now, here's where it comes into it, attaches itself to us here in Arizona, is it comes out our Senator Ruben Gallegos says, he's my best friend. Here's a guy that I think most people, when you see him and look at him, he's simply not likable at all.
No, he's not likable. Well, and I'm glad you mentioned Ruben Gallegos because he's just the same. They know all of his baggage and his father's baggage with the cartels. But yeah, they're a buddy, so I'm sure they're probably involved in a lot of the same stuff. Everyone knows, I think people here in the Havasu know that Ruben Gallegos came to town a week or two ago, and I was actually invited to come to that meeting with him, and I chose not to. I was not going to give him a photo op because he knows nothing really about, he doesn't care about Lake Havasu. It was just all a photo op thing. So,
Tell us what you can about, tell us about this. You mentioned cartels and Gallegos in the same sentence. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about not only him but his father, working with the cartels and running money and so forth. I mean, I can't verify. I'm just going stuff what I've read on different platforms and things that have been on some news articles and so forth. And he even has a nickname like some something cartel. So anyway, that I don't know that all the specifics about it, but that there's all kinds of noise about that going on for the last few years.
The scary thing, and you hit right on it, and when I heard this story break, I felt, you know what? They're doing this for a reason. Because normally in America, we are innocent until proven guilty. And when this story hit, the first accuser of Swalwell that came out said something, and I thought, okay, I am conservative. But when I heard the accusation, I thought, she is lying because she said, well, I remember blacking out. She's drunk.
Right.
I remember blacking out. Okay. Mm-hmm. To me, you're lying because blacking out, you don't remember.
That's correct.
By definition.
But you know what? It kind of goes, I mean, not to get too far in the weeds, but this thing with the Epstein files and Trump. Do you really think that if Trump was involved in all kinds of nefarious stuff in the Epstein files and they had actually proof of it, that the Democrats wouldn't have had that all over the airwaves and the press prior to the election of 2024?
They would have.
Well, what do you make of Melania's statement, though, where she went in front of the news? She held a press conference about Epstein files just a few days ago, distancing herself from it and saying, yes, it needs to be investigated.
Yeah, I think it does need to be investigated, and it needs to be all put out in the open. But, you know, they had, when Biden was in there for 4 years, they never once brought it up, the Epstein files. Now, as soon as Trump's in there, the Epstein files is the most important thing in the world, you know. But I think that if they really had a smoking gun on Trump, they would have, regarding the Epstein files, they would have had that blast at all. Why would they not have that blast all over the place to try to hurt him in the election?
So David, on the Swalwell thing, the second layer of what you were touching on here is, first of all, and I come out and I say, man, it sounds to me like she's lying, because you don't remember when you black out. All of a sudden, right, the very next day, Nancy Pelosi turns her back on him, and so does Gallegos. They pop out and say, oh, he's my best friend. Oh, I had no idea my best friend was sexually assaulting his staff, and nobody said anything. Oh, it was the biggest open secret in Washington that Swalwell was...
Just this morning, his billionaire donor, Stephen Klobuch, revoked his support from him. Just this morning.
Yeah.
And the reason... The reason they're doing that, and you nailed it, over in California, Swalwell has decided he wants to be governor. Gavin Newsom can't run again. He comes out. He's Mr. Attack Man on Trump.
So who's going to be the governor,
then? Well, they have their jungle primary, and some people have moved to do this in Arizona.
It's the worst thing.
And it's something that... Larry Toonforce right now. Oh, I want to be able to have a voice in a party that I don't belong to. This is what happened.
Yeah.
So right now, the leader in the poll is...
Hilton?
Yes. The little English boy. Okay. And sheriff of Riverside is in...
Yeah, two Republicans.
In second. Quick digression. I happened to meet a captain of the Riverside... Sheriff's Department day, and he said he would be an excellent governor. He is a great individual and a great man. So we've got number one and two. They run a jungle primary. Everybody runs in the same thing. The top two go to the final. And right now, the top two are Republicans. Number three was Swalwell. Mm-hmm. So by eliminating him... Because I just want to say, because he's a jerk, and now he's been caught. If his support goes to one Democrat, all of a sudden, the Democrats have found a way to get a Democrat on the ballot in the final. And unfortunately, in California, they might win.
Yeah, they've been trying to get him to drop out, or to get this Katie Porter to drop out, or the other person. They've been trying to get one of them to drop out, and they all have been refusing. So they're going to make him drop out by doing this. So it's so hilarious. But like I said, I've always said for years, I think Melissa, we've talked about it, that everything the Democratic Party does is not by mistake. They think it all out. It's all planned. You know, and while the GOP is doing a bunch of infighting, they're planning on how they're going to win elections every time. So.
And it's been going on for years.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you so much, David, for calling.
You're welcome.
It.
And thank you guys for a great show, a great topic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right. We got to cut to a commercial for our sponsors. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Common Ground. Great choice of songs, Marissa.
This is one of my favorites, actually. A bit of a deeper cut from Rush.
Uh-huh. We got a few more sponsors?
Yes, we do. All right, starting with Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade new iron, old iron, full collections, and if you're looking for something special or hard to find, Trailside makes it happen. Getting a fair deal in what you want today. This is the trail you take. TrailsideFTC.com, Main Street, Havasu. Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue, where the barbecue is slow-smoked, award-winning big flavors, and Hank the Tank, the propane pig, raises questions no one wants answered. Best barbecue in Havasu. Get your fix today behind the Cigar Bar, corner of Scott Drive and Main Street. My personal recommendation is their pulled pork mac and cheese.
Mmm,
it's very good. Parker's Collision Center, locally world famous, and they accept all insurances. Parker Collision is the only shop in Mojave County with a state-of-the-art paint booth big enough for RVs to 18-wheelers. From fender benders to full-size giants, take it over to two decades of experience. Parker Collision Center at 10479 Brackman Road, Mojave Valley. Did I say it right that time?
You did.
Hey. All right, Perfectly Pressed Cleaners. Life's busy, but your laundry doesn't have to be. They handle it all, dry cleaning, everyday laundry, and even delivery right to your door for just $10 from Kingman to Parker. Let the pros do the washing while you do the living. 2231 McCulloch Boulevard, North Havasu. And Bullhead Vape Shop. Not your typical vape store. No weird smells, no cluttered shelves, no cheap mystery products. Just clean, high-quality vapes and a better experience every time you walk in. Bullhead Vape Bundle Deal gets you a disposable for just $17.50. Two locations just before Needles in Mojave Valley and just north of Camp Mojave Road off the 95 Fort Mojave.
All right, and remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen in on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley, Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu City, Arizona.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
You know, and we were talking about California with the Swalwell guy that bounced out.
But he's a California guy, he's a U.S. representative.
He is. Yes. United States representative. And did you know that California has not had an elected Republican governor since Arnold Schwarzenegger, who in 2011 was the last time they had a Republican governor?
And he ran on trying to stop the toll roads on the freeways, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, well,
there are some screwy deals on that. You know, Swalwell, he steps forward, he says, these accusations come out, he says, okay, I quit, I'm out, I am going to fight these false accusations. And there's one speaking right now, but some of these accusations, when I first thought, why have these Democrats turned on him so quickly? And I thought, it's got to be to eliminate him from the governor's race, to give him a better shot to solidify their party in this jungle primary out in California. And then he turns around, but some of the accusations, they are bad. It's not just a little hanky panky. He's coming off as a psychopath rapist, allegedly. A sick, sick man.
There's quite a few that are still running for governor on the Democratic ticket in
yes.
California.
We did actually have a text come in during the break. Eric I can't pronounce his name. Swalwell is a dirtbag in my opinion, but all there are so far are accusations. Now Dems created a situation where California could elect a Republican governor. He is already convicted without a trial.
Oof.
And it's everything that person says there, I've got to agree with him. We're supposed to be guilty. innocent until proven guilty. Yes.
Allegedly.
And that is being put by the wayside in this case, but it does sound like the evidence is overwhelming. And I wanted to kind of tie this in to this thing of the tragedy of making people guilty before you have a trial, tying it into this video of the guy, and it's in Northern California, in Fairfield, I believe, and clearly a man, he's clean cut, but he is a psychopath, comes to the door, and it's on the Ring doorbell camera, and he's talking like a psycho, wants to see the daughter of the man who lives there. And if this guy showed up, he looks geeky, and he's using the name of some fantasy investigator on the net. I mean, obviously he's gone crazy with video games. So Dad rushes home, picks up a shovel, and attacks him. Because the guy went around the back of the house, came back in, his daughter's in the house, he gets, it looks more like a, well, it's not a snow shovel because it's metal. Looks like the kind of shovel you would use in the barn when cleaning out the stalls, okay?
Yes.
Not the average shovel the average person has in most parts of California. And, you know, beats the guy up with the shovel. In California now, you are guilty if that man would have used a gun instead of a shovel and killed him. He would be charged with murder and arrested immediately. He is now guilty until proven innocent. And this type of thought process is pervading through the Democratic Party. It trickles down, and you have situations like that. Guy comes into my house, and if I still had a daughter, and he's going to kill her, I think you have the right to shoot the guy.
Yeah. I mean, you should, to protect your own.
But no, I got to think this out and use a shovel.
You got another text in there?
Yes, we do. The ultimate irony for Swalwell, Pelosi chose him personally for the J6 committee.
Oh. Yeah.
And they're up in the same area. And now she turns around and she's just throwing him to the wolves. It's bad, but it's a calculated bad so that they have hope to keep the governor's seat in California.
Well, Pelosi certainly had time to calculate, hasn't she? She's been in office for decades.
A very long time.
Very long time. I saw a clip of her in her younger years, and I was amazed at how long she's actually been in office.
She had younger years?
She really did. Doing this forever.
Forever.
Yeah. She was very passionate in the clip that I saw, and doing a good job supporting her claim. I can say.
Her claim.
Yes. Were
you looking up the other people running? Because there's like a Steiner.
I did look up the other people running. And there was quite a few on the Democratic ticket. There's only two on the Republican ticket, though, in California. I don't really follow a lot of California stuff, but I do know that Needles listens to us. Like, we're right on the border there. So I should pay a little more attention to that. Or I'm also on the border of California with Oregon, so I'm just not connected very well there. I don't know all the powers of be there.
Well, some people from California that come out to Lapa and you get talking to them, they almost want to think that Needles isn't part of California, and the people of Needles are very proud to be a part of California.
They are. Yes.
They are.
Yeah.
And they should be.
Right. And we go through California all the time. I'm not in the loop.
Somebody shows up in Laughlin. Where are you from? I'm from Cali. Oh, you're from Needles. No. Where are you from? They don't realize most people here are from California.
Yeah.
Originally.
Well, Lake Havasu is a very, very young city. It's almost 50-something.
Is it 50?
50-something, yeah. Wasn't it 71? Would be 55, right around there.
Bullhead City is also actually a young city.
Is it?
Yes. 80, a couple of years before I got here, like 87, 86, it was established.
Wow.
But it was Bullhead City. It's been called Bullhead City since the late 1880s.
Well, how come they have a real airport and we don't then?
Do we have to take a break?
Didn't we just get off break? Dang. Is it that time already?
Last one.
All right.
Oh, the hour.
All right. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Common Ground. You're listening right here live on 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. You can text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-5687. And I did just get a text in that is correcting me, I guessed 72.
Hang on. Just before we get into show stuff, I have a quick PSA here. On June 17th at 5:30, we will have the Candidates Forum at the Lake Havasu High School PAC. If you can't make it in person, we are also live on KNTR Talk and streaming as well. And we will record it, so in case you miss it, it will be posted on our website. Candidates Forum, June 17th at 5:30.
Awesome, at the high school. I've actually went to one of those before. So Lake Havasu was incorporated as a city in 1978, 48 years old. So young.
Getting close. They're going to have to start getting Centrum Silver for the city.
But Bullhead, what did you decide on that? What was the legit on that?
Siri was wrong.
Siri, are you going to fight with Siri?
1941. Oh, look at that. Siri started listening as soon as I said Siri was wrong. Mm-hmm. You were wrong, Siri.
During the commercial, Jim was fighting with his AI. Oh. Did she just call you an idiot? What did she say?
Edit.
Oh,
she said, I'm not sure what you were trying to edit.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Well, you know, fake AI, it's a thing.
Yeah.
As scary as that is.
It may have been... become a township in 1945 is what Siri said, but that's not true. It was like, I think, 1987 off the top of my head. And you got a text saying that
I did get a text.
Havasu
about
became a city
1948.
In 48, so mm-hmm. Havasu is older. There is a neat thing that Bullhead does, and you know, I do the football games with Paul on KNTR Sports,
right.
And I saw the football schedule came out. It'll be the Mojave Golden Shovel game. Will be between Mojave and Lake Havasu High School. And it will be at the Anderson Fieldhouse in Bullhead City. As you drive by Mojave High, last year Mojave won. They play for the Golden Shovel. For years.
The Golden Shovel.
The Golden Shovel. And for years, I thought that was just related to our mining in the area as far as the history of the area.
I know the story.
And you know the story.
It's an actual shovel?
Yeah. It's an actual Golden Shovel. So the story of it is us and Mojave High, we are called sister schools.
Taking sides. Us.
Lake Havasu.
Well, yeah.
Well, of course I'm taking sides.
Yeah.
But
okay.
We are called sister schools, so I've never been there, but apparently we're like exact copies of each other. So they said the same shovel was used to break the ground at both locations. Thus why our main game between these two schools is for the Golden Shovel.
And it's like the ceremonial Golden Shovel. And you are exactly right, Marissa, but it's a little bit more than that. They broke ground for the two schools on the same day.
Oh, was it the same day as
well? The very same day. The high schools are exactly the same age. And so one of the people had the forethought there at the groundbreaking to say, and this will be the trophy that we will play for each day. So on the reader board at Mojave, they are still every day bragging that they have the Golden Shovel.
Oh, have they been dethroned before?
It goes back and forth.
We had it pretty consecutively for like what?
At least 10 years
because we had the shovel all 4 years when I was in school. I think they finally lost it like a year or two after I graduated. I'm like,
bummer.
And Mojave's had a really good quarterback, Joe Yoni, and he won't be there this year. So we'll see how it goes.
Oh. Well, you guys educated me. I didn't know about the Golden Shovel thing. And I did get a text in about the governor race in California, and they said that there's only two Republicans that are running, Stephen Hilton and Chad
Bianco,
who was the county sheriff, Riverside County Sheriff, that is running for governor in California. And then there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Democrats, even after that.
Bianco went and he wanted to count the votes on this redistricting vote, and the Democrats said, oh no, you can't do that, and they call that an emergency when they want to go and count the votes. It's an emergency when somebody else wants to count the votes. So they're trying to put a stop. We're about to wrap it up. Thank all of you for calling in and joining us here today. on common ground.
Yes.
I'm Jim.
Thank you. And Melissa Lucas. And David Diaz just texted me back and said 1978. Did I say 1948? She's 48 years old. Lake Cab Sioux was established in 1978.
That's simple math.
All right. Well, you guys have a great week, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Right here on KNTR.
106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free.
All right, and stay tuned to KNTR Talk. On Speak Out today, we'll have City Manager Jess Knutson and Fire Chief Pete Palafis. So sad.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The Voice of the Free.